All right. I'll be ready. I'll be recording. Okay, perfect. Good morning. Welcome to the Orange County Board of Health Advisory Commission meeting of June 13th at 9:30 a.m. I'm called meeting to order. And Commissioner Baton is busy with her advocacy for Alzheimer's, so I am going to ask Commissioner Singh, you are the inspiration today.
Okay, good morning. Encourage means to give someone courage. This is a power we all have, and it's not difficult, and anyone can do it. When I was at my lowest ebb and had decided to give up writing, my 6-year-old Angela Kate and said, "You mustn't quit, Daddy. I won't allow it." And that's how my first bestseller got its life. That was from Miguel San Feliz. And it's, but every road is rough to me, but that has no ground to cheer. Most of us swimming against the tides of trouble, the world knows nothing about. You only a bit of praise or encouragement, and we can make the goal. Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. And that was from Mother Teresa.
And that's very interesting. Thank you. All right, our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would please rise if you're able, face our virtual flag. Put your hand over your heart, ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tomorrow's flag is our secretary is not here today, so we'll call up the staff. He'll do roll call, please. Charlene Ashendorf. Debbie Baker. Cash Benson.
Right.
Elizabeth Gibson.
Here.
Ann Cavill.
Here.
Jeremy Chang. Meredith Chalemi.
Present.
Lynette Pujitani. Howard Hart. Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Ken Higman. Marina Leontia.
Here.
Janice Lim. Felix Lopez.
Here.
Kristen Moss.
Here.
Doki Smatra.
Here.
Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols. Rachel Owens.
Here.
John Pointer, Gaia Satterfield, Amina St. Matthew,
present,
Marty Siminoff, Preeti Singh, Barbara Slope,
present,
Sandy Stang,
present,
Nathan Steele,
here,
Dave Tetzloff,
here,
Dave Wheeler,
here,
we have four.
Thank you. June is always such a happy month to get home, and I think because of the graduations, this falling around for Father's Day weekend, there's, I think they're at about 18, right? So thank you everyone for showing up. Like I said, June's kind of hard. I want to remind everyone we're dark in July, so please do not tell people why. And we'll see everyone in August. And the reason why I'm saying all this is I have a hard stop at 10:15. Proud moment. Got to brag a little bit. So my son in college, his sophomore, is pitching for a collegiate national team this evening in Arizona. So we just found out. So he's starting pitcher. So 10:15, I'm hoping that hopefully everyone understands that our vice chair will take over from that.
Jared, can I just add something?
Yeah.
When you leave, we have exactly the number of forms. So if anybody else has to leave before the meeting ends, we have to stop it.
Okay, understood. And I think Amina has to be by 10:45. But this is such a quick meeting, I can't even imagine that will be perfect. So we have no secretary comments.
But I'm collecting the hours.
Okay. So if you have hours, turn them in, please. And so hold on to them. We have an executive meeting at the end of the meeting, so we'll give them to Commissioner Higman. Number six, public comments. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Yes, Marianne Klinger.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just wanted to tell people, because I'm always to tell them about my centers and how they're doing, that one of them, Los Al, created a master plan, Yes. And it's probably modeled after it because they mentioned Orange County and the state as well. But one of the things on the list is to create a municipal case manager, if that's something that our group is, I mentioned that Leave the World Has It makes a world of difference because that's a person. They always have people in charge, but they want everything. And a case manager answers that question. When the seniors, what do you have? Or how can you help? They find the help. Also, let you know that they're going to develop a center building.
Okay. Nice.
That's what they said in the master plan. How that actually looks, I don't know, but obviously they figured that out. And they figured out the part, and I think this might give interest to some people. They got local restaurants to come in where you get lunch, you know, the meals on wheels thing. Come in the morning and offer breakfast. So they're taking turns, and it means that the older people, the seniors, can hang a little bit, maybe even till lunch in their community center. Anyway,
yeah, the work is awesome. We'd love to see what that master plan looks like if we get it.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I'll ask you on it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fantastic. Thank you. And for those of you wondering, Marianne will be back. Here with us. She had a few o'clock, so.
Don't worry, she'll be back. Anyway.
Okay, seven, introductions. We have a new member to our committee, Council Member Mons. So we'd love to introduce you and tell us a little bit about you and your life, how you got here.
Thank you, I appreciate being here. As said, my name is Kristen Mons. I currently serve as a City Council Member in the City of Anaheim, where I was born and raised, fourth generation resident. I'm very proud of that. I also work for Allstate in Orange County. But I've been employed there for 11 years. I have an education at Cal State Fullerton in public health with an emphasis in public health education. And most importantly, I was a caregiver for my grandparents for 6 years. So I lived with them and that really changed my perspective. And that's why I'm here. I'm very passionate about serving older adults in Orange County and excited to be a part of this group.
Thank you. We're very happy to have you. And then Amina is the person who everyone gets delegated a community center. We try to get it local in your area, but sometimes you have to go a little bit out until we move things around. So Commissioner Sam Matthews will connect and give you your community centers. So thank you for coming. And then for the public, I always like to or the past couple months. Does anyone here from the public that would like to kind of stand up and let us know where you're from or why you're here? We'd love to hear your opportunity. So we'd love to have you.
Sure. My name is William Wong. I'm a recent master's degree graduate of gerontology from the University of San Diego. And I'm very interested in being involved in the corporate space. So I'll introduce you.
Well, welcome. Good morning. My name is Carrie Fernandez. I serve as the community services director for the city of Brea. And Marty Sabat, council member, Marty Sabat, worshiping at me today. I was going to accompany him on this meeting today to kind of, you know, just ride alongside with him, but kind of hear what this meeting's about. But really, thank you to all of you that serve on this board. That really is important for us. So,
hello, everyone. I'm Carolyn Ross. I'm a village member in California. We are a coalition of 50 nonprofits across the state that connect older adults to the services and supports that they need in their community to live well at home. I'm also the board chair of Huntington Beach Council on Aging, so I'm very involved in our senior center in our city. And Meredith invited me here today, so excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, we're happy to have you. And normally we have a much more robust lineup, and I think June's a really hard month to get a whole bunch of people here. So, all right, we had a presentation, unfortunately, that got canceled, so we don't have a presentation today. It was going to be on AI. Maybe we can work something out in the future. So moving on to agenda item 8, discussion items. This one, the update on the master plan initiative, the identification of strategies to support key goals. This was put on by our vice chair, And to remind everyone, it was about, we heard about the master plan and kind of the qualifying words of achieve this and outline this and, figure this out. So I think just wanted to have an update on have we identified any of how we're going to do some of the things, right? Was that correct? That is correct.
So we are not personally part of the committee. They are still working through some of those details. We did ask for an extension, as you may recall, State of the State on June 30th. We asked for an extension. They granted an extension for the compiling, the final putting together of the report, and it will now go to the board on August 12th. So that additional time will be used. We hired a third-party contractor that will help us with graphic design, and it'll be going to them in the next week or two. So as soon as we have something, Claudia will be back to share that with the group, and there'll be an additional time for input. We also plan to do some town halls as we roll out. So those conversations will continue.
And the town halls, is it possible to let all of us know about the town
halls? Absolutely. We're working on a master flyer that would have all of the different dates. We're trying to, of course, spread throughout the county to make sure each area is covered. We do plan to do a virtual so that people can to view the presentation at any time convenient for them. And then we plan to do one here too, at this group with this body. So
so is that presentation for the town hall is going to be before the August 12th?
No,
supervisors.
So the supervisors
will be actually a, this is what we're doing kind of presentation.
This will be a start of what we're doing. And then there is that stakeholder feedback that we're looking for. So this is an ongoing report. This isn't just one and done. That's not how the county sees it. We see it as an evolving document, and we have the ability to update and modify as we see fit. So it isn't just a one time. It's just to start us down the ramp.
And from a budget standpoint, when does the county close the budget for the coming the 2 years?
No, it's a 1 year budget, and we start planning our budget around October for the following year. So the supervisors on Tuesday did a straw vote approval for next year's budget. So there's a two meeting process. So they did straw votes on Tuesday, and then June 24th, they'll take formal action to adopt the budget. So that's the budget for 25-26. We start to plan 26-27 in October.
But again, one of our goals has been to see a public service campaign go out to the community that obviously needs to be included in the budgeting. Has that been?
So we have mid-year budget opportunities. And so
the FMA is, no, it's not included in the proposal that was tentatively just approved by Board of Supervisors.
So it's not specifically called out as a marketing plan. No, each of the funding sources have pieces of the funding that we can use for marketing or outreach. And so until we determine what that is going to look like, it's hard to say if we have enough money today or not. But we have a process in place where we can ask the supervisors for funding at any of the board meetings. And so it's not as though it's a one-time opportunity. We have other opportunities.
There's discretionary funding.
There is discretion.
Yeah. But that Supervisor Wagner asked staff to propose a budget for the marketing?
Yes, he did.
I don't think it was specifically worded in that way. I think it was to explore. Is more
one of those weasel words. Explore.
Well, and I can follow up and ask the other receiver.
Okay. Well, yeah, the intention was to have a proposal.
Yeah. For his staff to prepare a proposal.
But well, not have it's his staff. The CEO's staff.
CEO's staff.
So
we are still very much just on the wait and see and hope by August 12th. So then our meeting in August, we would have a more formal presentation.
Yes. So it is the supervisors will take formal action on August 12th. And so as soon as they take formal action, it becomes public record. So we can share with you and we'll have Claudia and team here to present the actual report.
Thank you. Discussion 8B, website review and the update. If there is one,
Well, there is not a particular update other than to tell you that staff is working on proposing some items that could be included in improvements to the website. So we got a few little things done, but we're waiting. So it's not that the committee, and we are not going to disband the ad hoc committee quite yet. So we'd like to see us continue the ad hoc committee at least through September, again, because budget is coming forward, proposals are coming forward. And as we know, we did see an improvement in the events calendar, and they did highlight some different information so that it might be more, it will be easier to navigate resources that are available directly from the website. But some of our other requests for homepage navigation have not been accomplished, but they are in process.
So the changes to the website, that doesn't have to come here, right?
No.
You guys just made changes, so we don't have to vote.
So we have an ongoing list. There are some things that are low-hanging fruit that we can handle internally. There are other things that are long-term goals and some that are, at least as of right now, within the county platform that we cannot do. So at minimum, I'd like to see kind of a list of what the individual items are and how we coded them so that we can share with you.
And I appreciate the forward momentum, because even though it's not the speed that we would like, and it's not the fingers and it looks amazing or whatever, I think it's important to know that there is a progression forward. So that's baby steps, right? Because I may not be happy. So I appreciate the ad hoc continuing this, and I don't believe we gave a sunset date.
No, but with an ad hoc, it's usually less than a year, and they can always reestablish, so there's no problem with that.
We're well within a year at this point.
Okay, and then just because I want to see if we know anything yet about the C4A conference, if there's been a change on anything.
Yeah.
So we're still to find out if we can
have an invitation to meet with Director Damaris.
It was made, and Lynette isn't here, but last week I checked in, she had not responded, and Lynette did follow up. So
okay.
So with the C4 conference, you don't know the cost or the subject matters that are going to be
handled. I don't believe the agenda has been released. We may know the cost, but the issue is that the county has a freeze on income at this point, and so we have to wait to see if we'll be able to spend the money. It's not about us. We have the money, and normal regular business, we're able to send a few folks from this body. It's just with the freeze on all county spending at this point, we can't make any promises.
So we were hoping that the Older Adults Advisory Commission could send people. And so that's so.
Another avenue is if we want to do a presentation there, I think.
Yes.
And then you're able to go to the conference for that day. You would have to give a presentation on like how we reimagine our advisory program.
Right. So that's why that's for those that are more new, it's it was the hope that the office on aging would send some people here.
Yeah.
So hopefully after their dark in July, hopefully in August, and the conference is in November.
Yes, November 5th through the 7th.
And
so on. I'm still very hopeful that we'll be able to.
But it doesn't prevent anyone here from going anyways. It's just going to the title of being one of the county WAC members. Okay, the 8D, the USPS informed delivery, that was Commissioner Higman was going to give us an update on that. He's not here, so we'll have to postpone that until we have this one. And then 8E, the senior center liaison topic plans for potential fall health event to be hosted by the senior center. So this is something, so what we do is we usually have a topic like an icebreaker, and so the commissioners go back to their senior centers and either initiate a conversation or get information that we can bring back and give to the office on aging so they have
some, you know, data. That's what I'm looking for, some data points to be able to see if things are working or not. So this one, I honestly don't remember creating this one, so I don't know who did. Who came up with this one? It's a great one.
Well, the intent was to at least understand if we have specific health fairs that are planned for the fall in any of our senior centers, and possibly to ensure that
we're going to have
some information.
The adults have one.
So the adults have one when
I don't know the name.
Yeah.
Well, so that's good then. So let's well again for Dark July. So maybe in August, be prepared to come back and see if there is a fall event at your senior center that you can share with the committee. Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Vero won't have a fall one. It'll be February 28th.
Okay.
But not in the fall.
Okay.
Every moment the question, what's the page?
Do you have a health fair once a day? Okay.
And if you have a flyer, the digital flyer would be helpful for us to get
on the point.
Do you have a health fair? What's the date?
Digital flyer.
And ask for the digital flyer if there is a digital flyer. If there's not, then you can't want to open the night sound like that.
I know that Irvine is planning to have, like, we've moved it from September to the first week of October, because last year we had 9 or 10 vendors who were talking about Medicare, but the 2025 plans were not available in September. They not available until October. Also, Irvine's trying to have UCI administrate flu shots, and so coordinating those two things into the first week of October, so the 2026 information can become available to them.
Okay, and then oh look, you've got some
fresh bagel.
Oh, fresh bagels. Thank you, Ms. Patrick. Oh, and by the way, Councilman Moss, that's our little ghost of Easter seals. That noise, it's
it goes off. So we don't need them again.
We don't.
Yeah, we don't need to see their building.
So senior center and city liaison updates. So I had spoken with my senior centers and reminded them about the sunset date for the data package for this ago, and did a lot of communication at my city council meeting about it. We put some stuff out in our e-newsletter, and then I did some on my social media. And one of my senior centers actually signed up, I think, for just the remainder of through August 31st. To participate. So they have some iPads there that people can just come in and there's like 4 or 5 that they can come in and log on and take from the classes. They did not do the group one, you know, where it's like hey, group in today, like a group. But I have not checked back in to see how it's going, but she was so thrilled that they had a couple months to be able to do that. So hopefully, still, it's not too late. Remind you, senior centers still free until the end of August.
And I have some additional good news. So we do have some funding to continue the iPad digital data program until November. So we found a little bit of money that we can extend 3 months, 90 days. But the get set up will expire.
Yep.
Okay. But we're getting ready to send our letters out, which basically just redirects those folks that are using the service to the libraries.
Right.
Contract, which is another similar type of program.
Yeah. I'm sorry, so the folks who already have one of the county provided iPhones,
yes,
their data center access will be extended for November.
Yeah, their data plans.
Their data plans.
Correct.
And are you guys cities of
yes.
Yes. Okay. Fantastic. Any other senior center updates? Yes.
The Newport at our Oasis Center, we had our Senior Resource Expo last month. And it was, they had more people attending than had ever.
Oh, been. Wow.
And yeah, it was really popular.
What were some of the exhibits?
Pardon?
What were some of the exhibits or the vendors? Do you remember?
Who showed up asking personal questions? That's an old memory. I won't take your time because I don't remember, but we did have great representation.
Okay, good. I would also hear that my rep at Laguna Niguel told me that all of the parks and rec staff have been going to expos and training contests, so they're all getting information through their formal channel. I'm sharing ideas.
Sure.
And in the Costa Mesa, the Community Health Resource Fair was on last week. It was June 7th. And in prior years, it was held at the Senior Center. I find it interesting that this time it was held at Lions Park. So I don't know if that reflects the need for more space. I don't know who the vendors were, but it did say including applications for CalFresh, Medi-Cal, free food, and diverse water supply.
CalOptum always has all of these things in park. They're the lead.
So it was from 9 to 1, and then lead pass.
Okay. And remember, if you have something coming up, an event coming up, you can always send it to Elizabeth, and they can try either A, if it's at least a month in advance, you can get it in our newsletter, so that way if you don't have time, if you have time. And then B, hopefully they can attend, put it on the calendar for somebody at the Office on Aging to go attend and set up the table and hand out some of those beautiful brochures that we got done. Any other updates? Yes.
Do you have any podiatrists in this group? Okay, because their next event is the shoe fits, understanding foot pain and unlikely to wear a shoe. I mean, there is some help.
It's a very fast fashion.
Yeah.
Question should have been, does anybody have foot pain?
Yeah.
So, yes.
I listen to my husband enough. I don't want to hear what anybody's about. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, at these monthly senior leadership meetings, you can't believe, used to be 10 people would attend. It's now 25, okay. Easily. And in August, we're having this big sale. It started last year, and it's incredible. It's worth going out of your way to go to. I can't remember the date. Do you know, Dave?
I've got it on my calendar. Oh, jewelry sale.
It's August, yeah. The big sale. You might say, oh, it's just secondhand stuff that people, you know, gave away. This is lovely stuff. This is no, it's probably secondhand stuff. And so every Tuesday from 1 to 3, a group of us get together and do up the sorting and getting ready for the pricing. But Melanie, the director, she puts the price on it, and she really knows what's what. I mean, this, I wouldn't exaggerate, because I'm not one to exaggerate. This sale is incredible. Dave, what's the date?
22nd, 23rd.
22nd, 23rd of August.
Of August.
It's worth going to.
Center.
Yeah.
This Mission Viejo.
It's in Mission Viejo. At the community center. It's jewelry. Yes. But it isn't just jewelry, it's scarves, it's belts, it's you name it, it's some purses. I mean, it's all kinds of things. Hats, I mean, so it's not just jewelry, but it's a lot of jewelry.
Okay.
It's, but you think of it as, oh, it's a jewelry sale, but it's a lot more than that.
And the money raised goes back to that center?
Yes, it goes to the, for the seniors.
Okay.
Right.
Fantastic.
It's the third year.
It's what?
Third year.
This is the third one.
Yeah.
And it's the second time.
I remember last year. But it's made a lot of money last year because you cannot meet the prices and the quality.
While this side conversation is going on, can we please shut down?
So, that's that.
Okay.
Hi, Commissioner.
Thank you. Well, I have some really good news. So even though I wasn't here the last one, at your last meeting, I used all that information that you gave, and I always pass it down to our community center. And they used, the last one was about shut-ins, where a lot of them were being, you know, felt like they didn't have resources. So I passed that down, and they passed through their our community center, our senior center too. So they're giving out a lot of information that's coming from here. Two big note here. We had two Cal Upima events that was born through this. One was at our Islamic Center at North Belinda. It was highly attended, a few hundred people attended. And then from there, we went to the community center in Placentia, which I'm a big part of too as well. You know, I'm North Belinda. I do know that, but I love my community, and I know that that's our underserved community. And Cal Optima signed up, I think there was 400 people in attendance there, but they had some new signups there. So giving them resources. So they bring in their whole mobile truck. They bring in medical, they bring in vision, and they bring in dentistry. And those are the type of things that our underserved community don't have access to. We take for granted. So that's something that they're helping. So I just want to let you know, those are some really good things that we're championing here. So thank you for this community. You guys are giving out a lot of good information.
Fantastic. And for North Belinda City Council, do you guys have a section where you talk about your update for
yes.
this committee? Okay, so you yes. share it there too?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry that I was doing a side talk. The reason that I was so alarmed is that Cal Optima just sent our advisory board information. The Trump administration has released people's personal data from Medi-Cal. So if they're undocumented, they're going to be able to vote with them in that way. So that's something to be mindful of. The people are signing up for Cal Optima and they're undocumented.
Okay. Any other updates? No other updates. Okay. My chair report. We were going to do a letter that was kind of advocating to not cut the funding for Medicaid, Medicare, Medi-Cal. You know, that's been delayed. It's still on the table. Just had some little snafus. So that will be. We had to do it at the executive meeting, which we did not have at the end of May. And so it was back on the agenda at the end of June, and the executive committee will discuss it. And even though we're going to July, the executive committee approves it, then it will be brought back here so that we can all say, this is the letter to approve, send it off. So that's really my only update for that.
Will we get to sign it as well?
No, it's because if it comes from the chair of this, then that means that it went through the process and you all endorsed it. So if you'd like to put it to the chair, we could do that too. We can have a spot for everybody, but it's kind of not the protocol.
And that bill will already have been passed by then.
Probably, but I think it's more of a...
thank you, Karen.
Yeah, we are here because we're passionate about older adults and disabled, older adults as well. And just because the, bill might have already passed or not passed, whatever, we still have a voice, we still have a right to be able to share our voice. So,
And if, Chair, if you feel passionate about it, you can help special.
True. Yeah. So I'm not an advocate for having everyone's signature on there, but I'm not opposed to it either. So that's something we can take up when I bring it back to the committee, if that's something,
Renee, has the county issued a position?
Yes, and that's why this body can't take that.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah,
now we have to do that in the budget this week, in the state budget for seniors.
Okay, so that is all of my report. Our presentation schedule, agenda item 11. Do we have an update or what are we getting?
So we're starting July, August, we have the ARC 70 communities. September, the basket preparedness month, we're doing all the sheriff's department evacuations. October, this is the amount of things.
Okay.
So in August, we have through the Gate Wheelers Connection, we have UCI Emeritus kind of to talk about their senior education. So that's been confirmed with Elizabeth. Ollie's coming.
And then September?
September, we do not have a speaker right now.
Okay.
Is there a way? One from today.
So if anyone knows anyone else that's able to give a presentation on AI in 15 minutes, please refer them to Sandy.
That's quite critical.
So how it's changing the work that we're all doing.
One apps are good, one apps are bad. Protocol.
Does the county must have somebody in IT tech, whatever, that can. And so at Orange County Vector Control, we have our IT guy. Were you doing that for me? We had our IT guy do a presentation on AI and fraud and how we got tech. And he had examples of everything from, emails and images and, when they do like the, I'm not going to use words. It's not Meredith speaking, but it looks like it's Meredith speaking.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it.
That's all. And so, is there someone in the county, maybe at the.
So we do have a security office, and that falls under, falls under the security office, and we could definitely reach out. The county is still in the process of coming up with their policy, so it might be a little premature. We might want to wait until they come up with their policy if we want to hear more about what's allowed in the county.
I'm not too much about what's allowed in the county, but maybe informing us how to recognize. It's more about recognizing like what's real and what's not real. And because this presentation, and I could ask our IT guy, better if I don't know.
I think that our presentation too. That Dave originally was interested in was like, how do we all use AI to maximize our effort? So that side of it as well, because you can work so much faster with AI.
Okay. Chair, could we keep September open for Claudia to come back and talk about master plan? You don't have anybody right now, just suppose, so we can hold that spot. That would be perfect timing because it'll be your next meeting after the board is taken.
Sure. This is just what the
So then put Claudia, and then he's supposed to have a grand jury report too or something. Wasn't that supposed to happen?
We know more than
I don't know anything. I thought the grand jury report was coming out.
They said June.
So
they said June.
So maybe it's about October.
November 5 is one.
Yeah, we'll have to find out.
Here.
I have on speed dial someone who I know personally, and her work is digital emergency preparedness. And she lives in Michigan. Who do I share the information with you?
Sandy.
With Sandy.
Well, also we have to decide who's doing this next year because we could actually have completed for this year. So we can start making a list. So
then
the next person
that
does this.
Because I was in the other presentation and I heard this woman, and she's a very engaging speaker.
Okay. And then,
Commissioner Boyer? I was wondering if we could get a presentation as part of this from SAS, the financial abuse as well. I mean, they're pretty active in the community.
They are.
And I think they're associated with the county, so I say so. It'd be nice to know what they're doing too.
Yeah. Do you have a contact or do we have to,
I know where to go.
Okay, that's a great idea. Okay, so that's item 11. So agenda item 12, announcements. Any commissioners have any announcements? Anything they'd like to say? Commissioners?
I'll measure all the leash of all people here. we have a health service. We also have through Janet Wynn's office a mobile eye testing And lastly, submitting local unit for this company. So.
And do you have to be a resident of Leisure World?
I'm not sure, actually. Do you know? You think
I believe so?
No, yeah.
If they were
something like that.
Yeah, I think if you go to security, probably yes. The only thing is with the eye testing, you do have to register because obviously they just can't have it.
And what is the date for that?
It's the 20.
It's,
I think it's 2 weeks today or 20. 27th.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the health fair, and then the eye people coming in on the 28th.
Thank you.
The eye people?
The eye, there's eye testing group.
Oh,
it's
not the eye people, it's the eye people.
Real eye.
Real eye. Okay,
I left some copies of the front of the CFW report. I just want to give you an update on rebuild. SB 239 has to do with the Brown Act and open meeting and teleconferencing. That has been merged with SB 707. SB 707 is authored by the Senator Durazzo, and I would urge county leadership to take a look at that, because I believe it will pass with the now version of the two bills. So it will outline for you who can participate in teleconferencing, and it is definitely expand and how to achieve a quorum in that environment. Does no would no longer require you to be present. They already counted as part of the quorum.
So like a proxy?
Yes. Well, no, you're just able to participate through town office. So from the comfort of your home or wherever you're going.
And that was 7, 8.
SB 707. Personal leave allowance. Went down in flames for the 21st time. So we will resubmit that again. That involves again, increasing the amount from the paltry sum of $35 a month to $50. So we're one of, I believe, 8 states that have not increased personal needs allowance. So those are the 3. I've given you a copy of the CSL legislative report that gives you an update on those and gives you the link through election, if you're interested in that, and also gives you an overview of the bill we are supporting. Just quickly, Senior Rally Day was in May. Over 500 participants across the state, and taking with from all reports very well. So our next action, we're all, like all of you, are waiting. What is the budget? What California going to look like, realizing that's not the final budget.
No.
Okay, you can either call it budget junior, trader, son of the budget, whatever. Conviction possibility was a concern.
There was good news on the budget, and that was that they had proposed getting rid of or decreasing the asset limit for older adults on Medi-Cal to 2,000 for a single and 3,000 for a couple, and the legislature put that back up to 130,000 in their proposal.
Oh, good.
Yes, we'll see if that lasts, right?
I'm
Absolutely. I think we all have.
Yeah.
Wild card is what's the federal
right.
budget cuts going to look like? That's all I have. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. And you have copies of that over there.
Right.
Yeah. So I encourage everyone to take plan. And again, you know, your role here is advocacy too. So if you don't have social media, get your social media. Just, you know, let people know what's going on. Because again, some of these things, if we don't communicate with our representatives at state and the federal level, they don't know how we feel. And that's what they're here. That's the constitutional republic, right? Because if we are supposed to communicate with the people who we elect to represent us, and they're supposed to tell everyone how we feel. So that's a good reminder of this. Please make sure you exercise that.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge. Thank you for your input on a proposed legislative proposal. The governor, in his May revise, rescinded AB 2511. That was a result of input from a former, I guess, the commissioners for this committee, Elaine Genoway, on battery backed up for nursing homes. I think it was 36 hours, 72 hours supply.
96 hours.
96, thank you. So that has been suspended. So the environment felt in regards to Crystal's proposal was less than optimum. So we're going to pursue that next year because we think, power shortages within communities impacting seniors as well as the entire community has a significant impact. So we're going to take a look at that and revisiting that again. So my point is, I welcome any of you to approach either Dave or Elizabeth or myself if you have an idea for a bill, and we will attempt to pursue that and put that into legislation. So thank you again, Crystal. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you even entertaining it and working it with me and holding it into something that might actually, you never know, work sometimes. Okay, are there any other comments or announcements? Yes, sir.
I would like to say something. This is, we all do stuff like this because we want to make a difference in the world around us. I live in leisure world or leisure world, as my esteemed colleague and dear friend too, and Marianne Clinton. We have had an adult daycare center that was started under the auspices of OC Alzheimer's, I believe.
Yeah.
We received a grant of $1 million to not for the adult daycare center. We only got, I think, $100,000 or $200,000 for that. And that started last year, and we knew at the time that we had to come up with some kind of source for funding to continue that particular campaign. It has touched the lives of many people in the leisure world. I took the time a couple of times to go watch the check-in time. It's 10 a.m. On Wednesdays and Fridays, and you watch these caregivers along with their caregivers, or whatever you want to call those people, the ones that are touched, and you see them hand them off to, and there's such joy in their faces, and they know they're going to have a lovely time, a birthday party, or activities, or art projects. I know I'm carrying on right now. Unfortunately, we've been unable to come up with Zippo in terms of funding. We've touched the same sources that we've had around the county, and we've heard nothing from any of them. I came up with a list of six different organizations that could have funded, but every one of their applications requires financial reporting, and I don't have access to any of the financial numbers from OSIN or whoever would have the checkbook on this project, and so I'm unable to complete that. So it's been kind of a frustrating process for me. We're going to have to shut it down in August. It will live its life. We have 23 people on the wait list. We have 15 clients that we serve, and it's just it's dead. So it's a sad thing. So I've tried, but it obviously we can't get everything done all the time. The other uncertainty is what's coming out of Washington. I mean, apparently there are people in OC. Orange County, who believe that Meals on Wheels funding is not going to come through, which I find to be outrageous as well. So that's the rumor inside Orange County. So these, it's unfortunate, really it is, and I'm disappointed that I was unable to get anything done. I was able to get nothing done. So,
well,
for
sharing that.
I'll try again on something else, but.
Fine, right? Only two.
We still have 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Any other comments or questions? Wow. Well, again, quick meeting today. I appreciate everyone coming to the fathers in the room.
Father's Day. I hope they all have a wonderful day on Sunday.
For those of you that may not be a father, but had a significant father-like role, I wish you have fathers to take off. And with that, send in your hours to Vice Chair, and I will call the meeting for 10 seconds.
Y'all have not a great August.
Help yourself to date.
Oh, they might
they're fresh.